with the assistance of the publication Examining the Scriptures Daily, can strengthen us for our spiritual warfare. How so? Listen, as Brother Randy Mason from the Spring Branch Congregation in Houston handles the assignment, Fortified Against Satan by Considering the Daily Text.
You know, brothers, we're soldiers engaged in a spiritual warfare. Paul talked about that at Ephesians chapter 6 when he said that we should put on the complete suit of armor in order to stand firm against the machinations or the crafty acts of Satan. And it's for good reason. John talked about in Revelation chapter 12 that in the last days the dragon would grow wrathful and go off to wage war against the remaining ones of Jehovah's heavenly organization. Those that observe the commandments of God, and those that bear witness to Jesus Christ. You see, our support of God's kingdom makes us involved in the spiritual warfare. And we know in a literal way, a soldier has to be trained if he's going to survive. They have extensive training in order to prepare himself how to react when under fire. Well, we're soldiers in a spiritual warfare ourselves. We have to be fortified in order to survive. We need to be trained and prepared to deal with the pressures and the temptations that Satan throws our way. And we know that Jesus taught us the first line of defense, so to speak, at Matthew chapter 6 and verse 13 when he gave us the model prayer. He told us not only to pray for our daily needs, but Jesus said that it's important to pray to Jehovah to deliver us from the wicked one. So it's imperative that we look to Jehovah for our strength. And He answers our prayers through His Word, the Bible. But as we'll consider today, Jehovah also answers our prayers through consideration of the daily text. It can fortify us to contend completely against the machinations of Satan. Jehovah also helps us to become victorious when dealing with problems ourselves. And we know that's true because Satan does everything in his power to entrap us. For example, Satan's temptations are just like snares that are strewn across the dark paths. Well, if we don't recognize those snares, what happens? We become entrapped ourselves. But in effect, if we look to the Bible and Jehovah God, as well as Bible-based publications, Jehovah throws light on these snares and helps us to contend with them successfully so that we're not led into temptation by giving in. This past week, we were fortified through the Scriptures and consideration of our daily text. Looking back on Sunday, Psalm 119 and verse 50 was considered. It said, "This is my comfort in my affliction, for your own saying has preserved me alive." Yes, Jehovah gives us comfort and courage that we need in trying situations. On Monday, we considered Psalm 121. It said, "Jehovah cannot possibly allow our foot to totter." It depicted Jehovah as a wide-awake shepherd guarding his people, helping us in our times of need. On Tuesday, we considered Jesus' words in Matthew chapter 5 when he talked about happy are the peaceable, since they would be called sons of God. But we considered the benefits as well as the protection of being peaceable with others, not just our neighbors, but also with the brothers in the congregation. And we know this is important because it helps us to deal successfully with the temptations that Satan puts in our way. Now on Wednesday, we consider the example of John the Baptizer. The scripture of John chapter 5 said that he was a burning and a shining lamp. Well, we're encouraged to look to the example of John the Baptizer, to have the faith and the zeal that he had when we go about preaching the good news ourselves. You see, our example as a shining lamp, our zeal for the truth and for the ministry, not only draws individuals to Jehovah's organization, but it builds our own faith up. It strengthens us. It fortifies us to deal with the problems we face. On Thursday, we read the scripture at Isaiah 43:10. "You are my witnesses." And in that text that day, we were encouraged to think about our spiritual heritage. How precious is it to us? And do we consider that we love the truth enough that the doing of God's will is top priority for us? And is our appreciation for the truth strong in us enough that it would fortify us to resist temptations? All of those factors have to deal with our very lives. And yesterday we considered Matthew chapter 19 about the importance of marriage. We were alerted, though, to be aware of the problems and the pressures of this world, how Satan tries to destroy a Christian marriage. But we're fortified not only with the wise counsel of God's Word, but also by the assistance of our brothers and sisters in the congregation, the mature ones. And a close personal relationship with Jehovah also helps us to have a successful marriage. You know, at times we face trying situations in our own lives that test our mettle, so to speak. But today, our daily text helps us to know how to understand and how to respond to individuals in the proper way. We invite you to open your Bibles to Colossians chapter 4 and look at verse number 6. Colossians 4 and verse 6. And we see that our consideration of the daily text is no different. There's no exception to how Jehovah can provide us assistance. Paul said, "Let your utterance be always with graciousness, seasoned with salt, so as to know how you ought to give an answer to each one." Yes, many times we do come under trying situations that test our self-control. It may be at work or at school. It may be in the family. But many times we see it really happens in our preaching of the good news. Some may have contrary or negative comments about the truth. And this may tempt us to retaliate in like manner. But we can look to Jesus Christ and His example for us, because He met with the same trials that we face. But Jesus was always loving. Jesus also helped us to appreciate the importance of self-control and tactfulness and restraint. Jesus never allowed opposers to lead Him into fruitless debates. In fact, His example, as Paul said at Titus chapter 2 and verse 14, is that Jesus Christ gave of Himself to deliver us from every sort of lawlessness or sin. So His example helps us to know how to act. Sometimes Jesus, when dealing with others, He simply did not give them an answer if the account called for it. Other times He might reason with them on a scripture, trying to reach their heart through an illustration. And other times, the scriptures tell us, He had to deal or contend with individuals who were under the influence of unclean spirits, the ones that mocked and yelled at Him. And yet, Jesus exercised restraint. So you see, by imitating Christ and manifesting the fruit of God's Spirit in our own life, this can help us to deal successfully with the problems that we face. You know, many times, just a kind word and self-control, or as Colossians says, letting our utterance be with graciousness and seasoned with salt, can be the very thing that can turn a negative situation into a positive one. Note, for example, in our 1988 yearbook about a young pioneer. She called on an elderly man at his home, and the man really objected to her even coming there. And he said, "How can a youngster like you teach me the Bible?" Well, the way the pioneer responded was in a tactful way. She said, "Really, I didn't come to teach, but to share with you a hope that I have that makes me happy, and I want to share it with others." Well, her tactful response aroused this man's interest. And he said to her, "Then tell me, what did you learn?" And she said, "I learned how to live forever." That softened the man's approach. It softened his attitude toward her. In fact, a Bible study was started. So you see, in service, we may face or become involved in a tense situation that could become argumentative. But we need to look to Jesus Christ as our example, to exercise restraint in a situation that could become a little testy. So you see, by acting in a kind and tactful manner, it can protect us from saying or doing something that could bring about reproach. And remember, kind and tactful words can actually change a person's heart and take a negative and turn it into a positive. So you see, brothers, today's as well as this past week's text can actually fortify us against the temptations and the snares of Satan and the devil. And it all ties in well with our scriptural theme today of our program, that application of God's Word can deliver us from the wicked one and from every sort of lawlessness.